We come now to the fencing of the Lord's table. And the purpose of fencing the Lord's table is simply to set out who should come to the Lord's table and who should not. And it's customary for us in doing that to read Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5 verses 16 to 26. Galatians 5 verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Those who come to the Lord's table must separate themselves from public sin, from scandalous sin. Every one of us are sinners, and we come to the Lord's table as sinners. But those who are involved in public and scandalous sin, they should not be at the Lord's table. They need to repent, and they need God's grace, to seek God's grace in their lives, enabling them to turn from sin. So if we're involved in adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, witchcraft, wrath, envies, murders, drunkenness, things like that, our place is not at the Lord's table. Rather, Jesus said, by their fruits ye shall know them. And we're told here what the fruit is. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, meekness. Do we love God? Surely we do. We must do if we're the Lord's people. We don't love Him as much as we wish we did. We don't love Him as much as we ought to do. But we do love Him. Yes, we love Him. We love Him because He first loved us. He has touched our hearts. And Christ is important to us. Do you love me? If we love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let us be anathema. But we love Him. And joy. We do have joy. Yes, there is a rejoicing, as we were hearing last night. A rejoicing in sins forgiven. A rejoicing in the freedom that we have. A rejoicing in one another. A rejoicing in God. Joy in the God of our salvation. We have joy in the Lord. And peace. Again, we're hearing about that last night. Great mark of a Christian. Peace. Peace with God. By the blood. Peace in our conscience as we believe the gospel. peace with our fellows. We're not in strife. Peace. Be at peace among yourselves. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Long-suffering, another mark. Bearing with whatever is in the cup. Sometimes pain, sometimes suffering, sometimes bereavements, sometimes disappointment, sometimes discouragements, but it's God's will. Thy will be done. A mark of a Christian. Lord, give me grace to bear whatever is there for me. Lord, help me as my Savior drank that bitter cup for me. Help me to drink the cup that Thou hast given to me, because I know that there's nothing in it but what is for my good. Marks of the Christian as over against those who should not come to the Lord's table. Just for a few moments, I'll direct your attention to words in the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, and then in chapter 5 and verse 9. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost charge us so? In the Song of Solomon, of course, we have the relationship between Christ and His church. It's portrayed for us in the picture of love and of marriage. And Christ is very special to His people. He's very special. He's the chiefest among 10,000. And as we sit at the table, it's good to reflect on, to think about how special He is. What is thy beloved more than another? And then there's the response of the church, verse 10. My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. My beloved is white, is pure, is clean, is beautiful. My beloved is white, is glistening white, full of light and brightness. He is the light of the world. He is the light to me in darkness. My beloved is white in the sense that He is the conquering one, the victorious one, going forth upon a white horse, conquering and to conquer. My beloved, He's the greatest. But He's also ruddy. He's red. And we must remember that redness. The redness that came from the crown upon His forehead. That crown of thorns that caused the blood to run down over His face. The redness that came from the punches that He was getting in the face. The hair of His face plucked off. The redness that belonged to Him who was pierced. And forthwith came there blood and water. And John bear testimony to it. And we look upon Him whom we have pierced, because we were the ones who pierced Him. And He shed His blood for us. White in His purity, in His beauty, in His light, in His victory, and red in His sufferings and His death for us. The Lamb in heaven, as if it had been slain. And in heaven, He is there before us, with the wounds in His hands and the wounds in His feet. He is there reminding us constantly of how He loved us and He gave Himself for us. And all His beauty, and His beauty is particularly to be seen in that redness, in that ruddiness, in that blood that was shed. His head is as most fine gold. There's a crown upon it. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. He's conquered the devil. He's risen. He's at God's right hand. God says to him, sit and I will make thine enemies thy footstool. He's got a name which is above every name. His locks are bushy and black as a raven, the ancient of days. But he's full of life and vitality. He is the one who gives us life. He is our life. He invigorates us. His eyes are as dove's eyes, not as the eyes of a hawk. Nothing hard or harsh in them, but full of love. My beloved. And he says to us, look upon me, because you are comely. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. How amazing that Christ should have any delight in us and in anything we can say or in anything we can do, because we let Him down so much and we disappoint Him in so many ways. And we know that we are great disappointments. And when we look back over the past year, there's so many ways in which we've disappointed Him. And maybe even today we are convicted of disappointments, and yet His eyes are as the eyes of a dove, and we can look into these beautiful eyes and we see not wrath and judgment and condemnation, but we see love, and we see the beauty of Christ in His love drawing us. My beloved, what is thy beloved more than another? His cheeks are as a bed of spices, the fragrance, the perfume. And we think of Christ and His prayers on our behalf, and the incense that arises up to the throne, His ongoing intercessory work for us, a sweet smelling incense before the Father. And His lips are like lilies dropping sweet smelling myrrh. His lips, these promises that come to us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be your helper. I will always be with you. I will look after you in every way. And when you go through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers and you seem to feel the waters going over your head and you think, I'm drowning, I'm finished, and you're in a panic and then you're in a state of confusion and almost despair, remember, I am with you, going through the waters, going through the rivers. Even when you go through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you shall come out without even the smell of a singeing upon your garments. His promises, so sure, so true. You shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck you out of my hand. You sin, you fall, but yet I will raise you up again. When I fall, I shall arise again. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. How many promises there are in the Bible. His lips are like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings. It's not just words, but hands. A hand that is not shortened. A hand that is able to save. A hand with which He reaches out to us to deliver us, whatever our situation. His belly is bright ivory overlaid with sapphire. His legs as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. The beauty, the loveliness, the riches, the glory of our Savior, who gave Himself a ransom for us. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. My body given for you. represented by the bread, bread that we eat every day of our lives. Christ, we feed upon Him every day. This is my body, broken for you. This do ye in remembrance of me. In like manner, after they had supped, he took the cup and he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, the new covenant. In my blood, this do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Christ's body and blood presented to us in symbolic fashion so that we will eat as it were his flesh and drink as it were his blood, because we live. We live because he died. We live because his blood was shed on our behalf. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 6 and verse 3, we have the words, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. I am my beloved's. In sitting at the Lord's table, we have made a profession. We have made a statement. And we have said, I am my beloved's. I belong to Christ. I am His. He loved me. He gave Himself for me. And I am His. And I identify with Him. And I witness on His side. How important it is for us now, as we leave the Lord's table, to remember that we are His. We have His mark, as it were, upon us. And we are to be different from the world around us. We are to be God's people. As we leave the table, as we go about whatever duties and so on we are involved in today, but then also tomorrow, and throughout the week, and indeed throughout the year that lies ahead of us, keep on reminding yourself, I belong to somebody. I belong to Christ. I am His. I'm engaged to Him. He is mine, but I'm also His. I've got to be different. I've got to be God's servant. I've got to be a different person in this world and live a holy life, a godly life, a beautiful, loving, kindly, Christian, forgiving life. I must keep myself separate and apart from sin. I mustn't be allowing Satan to rule my life and dominate me. I mustn't let the world be my master. I mustn't let the flesh control me. I am my beloved's. I've been set free. I've been called out of darkness. I have to show forth His praises. I have to be different. Lord, help me to be different. And so, the sacrament is there to strengthen us and to encourage us, to remind us what Christ did for us, to remind us that He's coming again, showing forth the Lord's death till He come. And it won't be long before the call comes to each one of us. Let us live as those who are on a journey, pilgrims in this world, making our way through this world, but We're on a journey. We're going to meet up with Christ. And going to be with Christ forever. We're going to live with Him in heaven. Let us live for Him on earth. Let the love of Christ constrain us. May it be the great passion in our lives. I am my beloved's. Whatever people say, whatever we think ourselves at times, dark thoughts, I am my beloved's. Let us live for Him, consecrated, committed, dedicated to the Lord, looking forward to spending our eternity with Christ. And the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them to living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears. This world of tears, but all the tears left behind, all the sadness, the sorrow, the disappointments, discouragements, all that left behind. No matter how hard our life was here, the tears will be wiped away. Joy unspeakable and full of glory.